Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, 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 happy Friday. It's Sammy C. Every day is Saturday. It is May 11th on a Friday. It's story time with Sammy Boy. I want to share with you just a quick story. Not going to read a very long one to you, but one that I read, just a quick passage I'm going to share with you. This story, I bet I read this, 2004 maybe, 14 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. And I was always a seeker, 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 searching, searching, seeking, all that. Like everybody. I mean, look, every entrepreneur is. I mean, the only people that really aren't seeking anything are people stuck at the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, the jump out of bed, the just over broke. And they are just kind of hanging out at the water cooler. All right. But the rest of us, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, yeah, we're out there seeking, man, and we're searching. Hey, by the way, thank you for the emails. I had a call to action yesterday if you sent me an email. I'd give you a special unannounced bonus when you join the Momentum Club. Thank you. The link is live. I do have still a special bonus for all my podcast listeners because I love you. You need to understand that I love you, okay? I love your Instagram DMs that you send me. I reply to everyone. If I haven't, hang on now. Your boy had to keep the score at two middle school girls lacrosse games last night. So, you know, I got a lot going on around here. I'm not just this pretty face on a microphone. I will reply back. Everybody gets a video response on Instagram if you send me a DM. Look, I could put, you know, hit me up on Twitter, which I do, the call to action. I'm always on Twitter on my phone and Instagram. So it's the easiest way to get a hold of me. Ask a question, whatever, man, whatever. However, go to mymomentumclub.com, mymomentumclub.com. Special offer there. And then when you join, I'm going to give you just, you know what? I'll get your information because it'll come through. I'm going to send you a welcome email from me to you. But do this much. Let me know that you came through the podcast. Send me an email. Just do this. Sam@everydayisaturday.com. Sam, I joined. Just put it. Sam, I joined a Momentum Club. And I'm going to reply back with a special unannounced bonus only for my podcast listeners. Is that good? Momentum Club's blowing up. I'm going to be your number one cheerleader, me and everybody inside the club, okay? And there's just a boatload. When you go to mymomentumclub.com, you're going to see all of the ridiculous benefits that you get there. I'm not even going to list them all right? Go there. It's the number one momentum club in the world. Check it out. Millions are joining daily, and I want to see you in there, okay? All right, let's check this story out. Acres of Diamonds, okay? A gentleman named Conwell wrote this book, and this is a pretty cool thought. So follow along with me. I'm going to read. I don't normally read on my podcast because, you know, I just ain't about that life, but this is pretty cool. Conwell, in his book, Acres of Diamonds, tells about a farmer who was a very happy farmer. His farm was all paid off. He had a very lovely family. Each year, he managed to save some money from his plantings. He wasn't short of anything to make his life worthwhile and happy. However, one day, a traveler came along and said to the farmer, "If you will find a place where water runs over white sand, there you will find diamonds. Your daughter will be richer than any princess, your son will be richer than any prince, and you will have all the wealth that you could possibly imagine." That night, the farmer didn't sleep for the first time in many months. He rolled and he tossed and he turned. Finally, when dawn broke, he decided he would sell his farm and go out and search for diamonds. This he did. He put his family in with one of the neighbors, took his money, and went all over the world searching for diamonds. Finally, when he came down to his last few cents, thoroughly disgusted with himself, And what he had done, he committed suicide. In the meantime, the traveler returned to the farm. He walked into the house, looked up on the mantelpiece, and exclaimed, "Did the original owner of the farm return?" The new owner said, "No, he did not." The traveler said, "He must have. Why, those stones up there on the mantelpiece are diamonds." "Oh, no," exclaimed the new owner of the farm. "That's impossible. I found those stones out in the backyard." The traveler again assured the new owner, "Yes, those are diamonds." And that's the way the Kimberley Diamond Mines in Africa were founded. The end. You see the point of the story, though? We search all over the world looking for diamonds, and still, they're right in our own backyard. We search all our lives for that power, which is going to make our lives complete. But most people, they just don't find it. But it's right in front of you. All you got to do is recognize it and start to use it. It's right there. What's the power I'm talking about? I've mentioned it on other podcasts. Do you know what this power is? Like this secret power that you have? And I'm going to dive into this in a future show. I just want to leave you with this. I mean, I really want to keep this short and to the point because too much information is, there's a law of diminishing returns. And it goes something like this. You get overflow of information, more and more and more information. You end up doing what? Nothing. Nothing. A scattered mind never buys. You know, that's another lesson I learned in sales. Don't confuse your buyer. Keep it to the point, man. When I was in sales, we used to have bundles back in the early part of this millennial, back in 2001, 2000. We came out with bundles, and we would bundle advertising together. And look, you got this, you got that, you got this all together, bundle A, bundle B, bundle C. And it was so damn like confusing. Do you want this bundle, that bundle, this? Do you take that component out, and this one goes to full price? You pull this one in, and it goes to a 50% discount. People would actually cut their advertising and end up spending more money. And it was so confusing, and everybody was frustrated. Customers hated us. So as a salesperson, I always looked at it as my own book of business. I would take one or maybe choice A and choice B. You always got to have another choice. So if they don't buy, at least they settle. But it's always more than what they were spending the previous time, okay? Don't ever give somebody an opportunity to cut, you know, their program. So I learned that a confused mind never buys. And when I simplified it and so I said, look, you want A or B? I mean, A is my number one recommendation. It's going to drive more sales through your front door. But if we got to settle, we got to settle. It's B. I still hit my sales quota. You're still happy. It's an effective program. Everybody wins. But a lot of sales reps are going, oh, okay, now if you cut this component out and you put this one in and you dee-dee-dee, and if you wear this hat and you put these socks on and you click your heels three times, you're going to turn into a fairy princess. And, oh, I mean, come on, man. It's like quit giving people so many choices. Quit confusing your prospect. Quit confusing your prospect. Sam, what do you do for a living? Speaker, trainer, seminar leader. Boom. Rescue corporate slaves. Boom. People want to go through massive transition. Boom. Massive momentum. Boom. That's it. I mean, it's all the same for me. I just want to be your cheerleader. Will you even let me do that, though? I'm going to get to that secret power in a minute. But let me just preach for a minute. Will you even allow me to be your number one cheerleader? I mean, I'm basically bribing you to come into a club where every day I'm in there doing a Facebook Live after I do this podcast. All of the great bonuses, the merchandise, two live tickets to events, even if you never went to a live event of mine, it doesn't matter. Just being around people who are going to support you no matter how crazy your idea is, isn't that worth it? Isn't that at least worth a shot? And to have me singing your praises and everybody else like me, look, I'm bringing in so many amazing people in there. And it's not me. That sounded arrogant. They're being attracted to this movement, to this vibe inside of Every Day is Saturday. And the podcast, I mean, I could go on and on and on. Go to mymomentumclub.com, all right? Join. Send me an email saying, Sam, I joined. Please use an exclamation mark because it shows me you're excited. And I'm going to reply back. It will be me. Not going to be an assistant, anybody like that. It's going to come right from my email. And I'm going to give you the unannounced bonus and a personal welcome. And how about this? One last thing. I'm going to give you a shout out on my show. I'm going to mention your name on this podcast as a champion who just made a champion decision and joined the Momentum Club. I'm going to use your name on the show. How cool is that? Famous. Hashtag instant fame. All right. Your greatest gift and your greatest power is to choose. Okay. That's your secret power, to choose. And I'm going to go into this in the next episode. Okay. The next one that we talk about, because I'm reading this book, and you should buy this book. That passage I just read to you from this, it's directly from this book called Your Greatest Power. And it's by J. Martin Koh, K-O-H-E, K-O-H-E, J. Martin Koh. Enjoy greater happiness, strengthen your personality, master the conditions that affect your life, your greatest power, and your great, and it's a really small book. It's like 60 pages, which is great for me, 70, maybe 80 pages. I don't even know. That's another whole stop. People think you got to be a best-selling author and write an 800-page book. You write a 70-page book. This thing is timeless. It's called Your Greatest Power. Pick it up on Amazon. It's probably $5, $7, something like that. Your greatest power is the power to choose, baby. Choose. You want to be happy? Choose it. You want to be sad? Choose it. Just make a choice, man. I would prefer, and I think everybody around you, would that you choose happiness, choose high energy, and look, choose to create momentum in everything you do, and choose to not hang around negative, toxic people, right? The negative know-it-alls that are going nowhere. Definitely make that choice. Come into the Momentum Club, would you please? MyMomentumClub.com. I want to see you in there and choose to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.